Hey everybody, it is Monday, and I want to go back to Matthew 21. We talked about Matthew 21 yesterday for Palm Sunday, and Jesus had called for a donkey to be gotten by his disciples. They had come back with it. He had ridden into Jerusalem. People had been shouting, "Hosanna," which means save. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest heaven. And Hosanna, we talked about yesterday, means save. And verse 10, the very next verse, really stands out to me because it says, when Jesus entered Jerusalem, the whole city was stirred and asked, "Who is this?" Now, Jesus wasn't from Jerusalem. Jesus was from Galilee in a town called Nazareth. And so he had grown up about 100 miles north of Jerusalem. Jesus is going to spend his last week of his life in Jerusalem. And then, of course, this is where he spent his time when he rose from the dead as well. But they asked this question, "Who is this?" Shortly before this, Jesus met with his disciples and he asked them, "Who do people say I am?" And they had different answers of who people say he was, the prophet and Elijah. And some people thought he was John the Baptist who'd come back to life. And as we read the different scriptures, we see that people thought different things of Jesus. And Jesus said, "Well, who do you say I am?" And Peter said, "I believe you're the Messiah, the Son of God." And that was a hinge point comment by Peter recognizing who Jesus really was. And so here are these people in Jerusalem. The people on the hill on the way down knew who he was, the one who saves, Hosanna. The people in Jerusalem weren't so sure. And we watch over the next week period of time, Jesus is teaching relentlessly about who he is over the next week. But I want to go to that question. Who is this? Who is Jesus to you? You know, I think it's really easy for Christians to say, "Jesus is my Savior. You know, he's the one who saved me." And anyone, we learn from the 10th chapter of Romans and lots of other places that if we believe, if we put our trust in him, if we confess our sins and admit that he is the Son of God, that we'll be saved and that he died for our sins. And I think that it's wonderful to have Jesus as our Savior. And that means that when we leave this earth, we will be with him forever in paradise. But is he your Savior and your Lord? Your Lord would mean that he is who you put first in your life while you're here, especially. Is he your Savior and your Lord? Does he control your life? Do you search and seek him each day? Do you, as 1 Thessalonians 5:17 that we talk about so often, do you pray continually to him? Do you reach out to him and talk with him before you make decisions, big decisions and small decisions? I think that we need to put a focus on making Jesus our Savior, the one who saves us, and our Lord, the one we put in first place in our life. So let's think about that today as we pray. Lord, thank you so much for giving us the opportunity to have a relationship with you. And Lord, we talk so often about never quite reaching full spiritual maturity, and we know that you understand that. But Lord, I want to make you more than just my Savior, more than just my life insurance policy. I want to make you my Lord. And God, every day that I walk through, I want you to be more of a part of that day. God, that's my prayer for my friends hearing this prayer today, is that today we would make you our Lord. Lord above all, King of kings and Lord of lords. That we wouldn't allow our job to be our Lord today. We wouldn't allow our hobbies to be our Lord today, or our success or lack thereof, or desires for wealth. But you would simply be our Lord, that we would look to you for everything. God, you are our everything. You desire to be our everything. So as we go into today, would you remind us that we are your children and we are saved by your grace and your wonderful forgiveness. But also, Lord, may we put you in your rightful place today as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Because, God, we know who you are. We know who Jesus is, the Son of the Most High God, who came to this earth to die for us, to take away our sins. But, Jesus, you also came to give us life to the full. And part of having life that's lived to the full means that we recognize who you are on a daily basis. So help us with that, Lord. Continue to grow us. Continue to move us closer to you. In Jesus' name, amen.